Time Magazine's Person of the Year was announced this week. Pope Francis is the Person of the Year this year, according to Time Magazine, for pulling the papacy out of the palace and into the streets, for committing the world's largest faith to confronting its deepest needs, and for balancing judgment with mercy. So, Rebecca, this is a big deal for Pope Francis. New pope, hasn't even been here this long. I guess there's a lot of hope being placed on this pope, as we've talked about before, you know, elevating the mission of the church, serving and comforting the people of the world. So he's being recognized for this.
I always think it's a lot of fun this time of year to try to figure out who the Person of the Year is going to be. And Pope Francis is in pretty good company. Two other popes have actually been recognized. Pope John Paul, of course, in 1994, and Pope John the 23rd were recognized. He was recognized in 1962. Both of them are going to become saints next year, so this is pretty good company. Speaking of company, though, there was a short list of 10 people for this, and some interesting names. We have Ted Cruz, of course, the senator that in many ways led the shutdown here recently here in the United States. Also, the Syrian president, who, of course, has caused a lot of issues here the last couple of years. But I do think the Pope was a really great selection. And for all the reasons that you mentioned, it really is somewhat palpable, the enthusiasm that this pope is creating. Just looking at social media, which I'll mention did play a role in the selection of the pope as Person of the Year, many people are reposting the cover. Many people seem very ecstatic about his selection. And there really is this enthusiasm, I think, particularly amongst young people. And it's really interesting to hear young Catholics to be proud of being Catholic in this country and elsewhere.
Well, as you said, Rebecca, it's an interesting time of year to start thinking about who is that person going to be. It always kind of bothers some people, though, when you start thinking that Bashar al-Assad was on the list, was on the short list to be Person of the Year. I mean, I know that the idea is that it's somebody who's made a significant impact around the world, good or bad, right? So Snowden, for example, Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, was on the list, was first runner-up. I mean, this is pretty remarkable that those kinds of people would be Person of the Year as opposed to somebody we can pin a lot of kind of hope and enthusiasm on. I mean, I don't know. Joshua, how do you feel, given your background in Syria, about Bashar Assad being on that list?
Well, obviously, he would be put on the list for being a killer and for having caused his country to go down such a bloody path. And that's obviously not the first time that Time has done that. But it is a long time since there's been a liberal pope. I don't recollect the last liberal pope. And obviously some of the enthusiasm, particularly amongst the young, must be because of this real sea change in the papacy, in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, this is a pope that's going out at night to give alms and to wash the feet of the poor and who's not living in the Vatican. And
ride in the Pope-mobile.
Yes,
you know, he gets
crazy
out and among the people.
He's saying that the Catholic Church is paying too much attention, focusing on abortion and homosexuality. Those are big statements.
Those are big statements. So this is a big statement, I think, for Time Magazine to have him as Person of the Year. Well, another year, that means another year has gone by, another year is coming to a close, and so must our show. So thank you very much, Joshua Landis.
Oh, Rebecca Cruz. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.